Time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors joins us now. It sounds like we've got the official word that Amazon is coming to Northern Virginia. That's pretty good news.
You're telling me that, well, heck, a year ago when I told you, you didn't believe me, but now you'll believe in it.
I wrote it in my diary. Give Mike credit when it happens. But, it does seem to make sense to have proximity to the capital and that workforce in Northern Virginia.
The cloud, and oh, by the way, just very apropos of what you're doing tomorrow, Jeff Bezos, of course, the founder and controller of Amazon, what is his personal major pet project right now?
Is that space travel? Yeah.
Blue Origin.
Right, right.
And they want to launch reusable rockets. They'll need a little help doing that from somebody, say, like, NASA.
Right.
And what is the main thing they want to launch? They all talk about wanting to get people to the moon. That would be totally secondary. I don't care if you're looking at SpaceX, which is Elon Musk, or Blue Origin, which would be Amazon or Jeff Bezos, and I can't even remember the guy from Virgin Atlantic what his is.
Branson.
All of those are designed to get satellites into space.
Yeah.
Who needs satellites?
The government.
Oh, anybody that wants to communicate worldwide, if you want to have autonomous vehicles, if you want to have artificial intelligence, if you want to have the Internet of Things, if you want to support 5G, the core of all that is to have satellites.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get satellites up in the air. So there are very few coincidences in the world here. So yeah, that proximity comes just not for the cloud, but for operating all things that will be the Internet of Things. Satellite capability is critical there.
So do you think this actually has an impact on the Richmond area? I mean, it's 2 hours away.
I do.
I do. In any practical way or just hypothetically that there are a few more tourists and more traffic?
No. Yes to all of those. Mm-hmm. But no, the business is going to spill over. And all you have to do is look at when you saw the burgeoning of the valley, or if you look out in Palo Alto now, or even just look at Seattle, where Amazon is headquartered. If you get now, you are in Palo Alto, California. If you're within 60 or 70 miles in any direction, well, you're in the Pacific Ocean, I'm part of that. But so yes, it does extend dramatically. Mm-hmm. And when you look at how that phenomenon has already occurred just to our proximity to Northern Virginia. Fredericksburg used to be so far out of Northern Virginia, it wasn't even in Northern Virginia. The traffic doesn't stop when you leave Washington, D.C. until you get to Fredericksburg, and by then, Richmond traffic picks up. So, yeah, I do think that proximity is going to remain. I think it's going to be, but it's going to be enhanced. It's not going to be in a negative sense, you know, because I talk about it all the time. But don't forget what is happening down in Hampton Roads and the dramatic changes we're making to that port capability right there. And so all of that tied together, the Golden Crescent in Virginia, if you will, from Northern Virginia down through Richmond into Hampton Roads. I told you the other day, John, if I hadn't lived in Virginia all my life, I would probably move here. Yes, there's going to be a lot of traffic, yeah, but is the business environment and everything else that's going to go with it be eclectic and dynamic? It is, and I think it's going to be fun to be here and watch it all happen.
Yeah. Well, especially if they can get a train going. And real quick, the markets yesterday, how did it fare?
Yeah. Big down day on the Dow, down about 600 points, worse than the NASDAQ, almost 3%. But it's part of consolidating that correction that we just had. Gang, I promise it is very, very focused in a handful of stocks. It's the big tech stocks. It's a social media. John, you already talked about Facebook issue, Twitter issues. Amazon stock was under pressure, but those stocks have been the focus of the stock market for the last couple of years. They're giving some of that back. It was not as widely spread. It was not, the breadth wasn't as negative as many people were led to believe by the way the numbers were down. So this is part of a natural process. It isn't anything more than consolidating that correction, at least at this point.
All right. We'll keep watching today. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors. Appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a great one.
You too.